Well, today we're joined by Stan Fritz. Stan is a member of the Trick Police. They will be participating in an event coming up this weekend, Saturday, November 11th at 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield as part of their Locals and Legends series. Stan, how are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful, Jim. Thanks for giving me a call so I can tell everybody about the Trick Police Cheap Trick tribute show that we're going to be putting on.
Yeah, you bet. How long have you been doing this?
The band has been together for about 2.5 years. We've been playing around the Omaha, Lincoln area. We are going to start branching out into Iowa, like we're doing, and get into Illinois and Wisconsin, you know, kind of where the Cheap Trick is from. So that's what our plans are.
You bet. Yeah. Why Cheap Trick? They're a very famous band, obviously. In fact, that was my first concert I ever went to, was a Cheap Trick concert a few years ago, more than a few now, but a lot of fun. They have great energy on stage and things. Why did you choose Cheap Trick as what you wanted to do?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim. Yeah, so, you know, Cheap Trick just portrays us, all the members in the band so well. We are just so into Cheap Trick, their music, their stage show. It is just the perfect band for us. My brother, he plays the part of Rick Nielsen. He dresses up just like real Rick Nielsen. He has all the guitars. He's ordered all these unbelievable guitars. He even has the 5-neck Hamer guitar that he comes out, that monster that weighs 55 pounds. And then he has, it's called the Uncle Dick guitar. It's an actual replica of Rick Nielsen. And the guitar necks are his legs and feet. And then the body of the guitar is, you know, is his body and his head. And it's just, and then he has all the checkerboard Explorer guitars. He changes a guitar on every song. It is just so much fun. And then our singer, Steve Reckinger, he's been with the band Hairball. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Hairball out there. And he portrays Robin Zander to the T. He dresses up just like him. He plays rhythm guitar. Also, let's see, I portray the bass player. I dress up just like him. And then our drummer, John Kent, he looks just like Bunny Carlos and is an awesome drummer. But we do everything in checkerboard. So we have backdrops that are all checkerboard. So it's just the show, it's so visual and it sounds so good and everybody's going to love it, I'm sure. So,
yeah, yes, sir. There's got to be a lot of pressure when you do a show like this because they are such an iconic band, not just the sound, but as you mentioned, the look, the stage presence, all that stuff. There's a lot to making sure that you do as well as you can.
Yeah, the visual is just so awesome. My brother's got these stairs that he jumps up on, just like Rick Nielsen. It's all checkerboard, and the lights hit him. And he's throwing picks out into the audience. It's just a real deal. I mean, that's all I can say. It's just the show is just like Cheap Trick, and we look just like them. It's going to be a fun evening.
Talk a little bit about your journey. Have you been involved in music for a long time? Is this something you always wanted to do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, me and my twin brother, by the way, the guitar player and me, we are twins. So we're identical twins, and I'm the bass player, he's the guitar player. And we started, like, in fourth grade. My dad brought us home two Fender Stratocasters. This is a long time ago. And then we've been, we entered contests and show wagons and, you know, we've been doing this all of our life. We were up in Canada for 5 years touring up there with a band called Kickin'. We put out a record, did real well up there. We played with all the big Canadian acts like Rush, Bryan Adams, let's see who else, Loverboy, Triumph, Saga, Aerosmith. We played with all those bands up there, and you know, we did real well. And then that band ended up breaking up, and then we came back down and started this band called On the Fritz, and that band has been together for 40 years. And what we do with that band is we play all these, we probably play 30 wedding receptions a year, all these corporate shows, street dances. So that band is going too. But we wanted to start this Cheap Trick thing because we just suit it so well, and everybody loves the band, and it's such a high powered show. So that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, Stan, what kind of feedback do you get after shows?
Oh, everybody just loves it. Everybody's got their cameras out, taking pictures. They even come up there and they go, "Hey, can we put that five neck guitar on, and can you take pictures of us with that thing on?" I mean, when that thing comes out, it just, all these people are up there snapping pictures, and it's so much fun. I mean, we're just smiling ear to ear, and same with the crowd. I mean, and you know, we do all their big hits, you know, like California Man, The Flame, Surrender, I Want You to Want Me, She's Tight, Dream Police, Day Tripper, you know, just songs like that that they've done for about 30, 40 years. So
yeah. Well, you've got a lot invested in this if you've gone out and replicated some of these incredibly famous guitars that Rick Nielsen uses. There's no turning back once you invest that money.
Oh, no. We plan on doing this for a long time. And like I said, the feedback we've got is just wonderful, and everybody loves the show. And, you know, like I said, we can't wait for Saturday night to come to the Warren Cultural Center there. So it's going to be quite the night. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and this is a smaller venue. It's one where it's a little more intimate. Do you like those kind of places? Are you able to replicate a big Cheap Trick show in a place like that?
Oh, totally. Yep. So, you know, if we have to tone it down a little bit, that is totally fine. We can do that. We got a really nice light show and really nice sound system. But yeah, we can play in any place. You know, we can play in a smaller club, which we really don't do too much. But you know, we prefer for the you know, live look. But yeah, we can accommodate any place, and like I said, it's just going to be a wonderful night. So I really want to see a lot of Iowa people out there.
Oh yeah, you bet. I can remember back in the late 70s, that was the first concert I went to with some friends back in high school, going to a Cheap Trick concert. Didn't really know much about the band at that time. They were still relatively new, but it was just amazing. The stage presence, the show they put on was amazing, and became
exactly.
A fan for life. And it's hard to get away from that once you experience that live.
Oh, totally. And I saw Cheap Trick in the Ranch Bowl. Are you familiar with the Ranch Bowl in Omaha?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they actually played in the Ranch Bowl, just a small club. And, you know, of course, everybody went crazy. And I remember Rick Nielsen, the guitar player, right towards the end of the show, it's a low ceiling with a kind of acoustic ceiling. He took his guitar and he just shoved it right into the ceiling, and the guitar just hung there, you know. it was awesome. So yeah, they're just a fun band. We're a fun band. It's going to be a great show on Saturday. So
you bet. Sounds like fun. And you mentioned the guys in the band. I know how you and your brother got together. How'd you talk the other guys into getting involved in this?
Well, these guys have been, let's see, they were in On the Fritz, like Steve Reckinger, that guy that's been in Hairball, our singer. He was our singer for probably about 5 years in On the Fritz. And then he left and he did other things. And then John Kent, he was our drummer for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
In On the Fritz. And then he was an architect, so he started flying all over the country, you know, doing architectural stuff, and he had to quit. But we got everybody together for this thing because everybody wanted to really get involved with this project, you know. So we were so happy those guys joined this thing.
Well,
so,
it must click if you keep crossing paths all these times.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Hey, that show's coming up this Saturday, November 11th, 7 p.m., and that's at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. You can get your tickets. Adults, $20. Students, high school and under, are free. And you can go online to thewarrenculturalcenter.com, and you can find those tickets there. You can get them at the door, but, yeah, boy, you're taking a risk. There might not be any available. So get them while you can, and have some fun with Trick Police, the Cheap Trick cover band. They'll be performing again this Saturday night. Stan Fritz joining us here this morning, member of the group. Thank you so much for the time, Stan. Have a great show.
Thank you. And it's going to be our Wayne and I's birthday at the Twins. So it's going to be November 11th. It's going to be our birthday. So come on out to our birthday party.